Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 20th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 5.25 cents, closing at 370. July beans down a dime, closing at 927.75. And July wheat up 5.5 cents, closing at 472.5. Kansas City wheat was up a penny and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, new contract high and high close, up 16.75 cents, closing at 656.25. Obviously, the Kansas and the Chicago wheat followed Minneapolis. No telling how far this Minneapolis is going to go, but we generally make our highs the last Friday of the month, so we could have, you know, another week or so of this kind of action out here. The market acts very strong, and some people think it's going significantly higher. It wasn't enough to stop the corn and beans from selling off. The corn ratings unchanged last night, and the beans up one. Weather's pretty good around the country. Right now, we're getting pretty good rains down in the southeast. Right around Chicago, Great Lakes, we had just a few little rain showers, but not too much. Rest of the country looks dry to me. I don't see a whole lot of relief, but the forecasts continue to put it in there. But with the crude oil down about $1 a barrel here today, the grains were just under too much pressure. Crude oil closed down 92 cents. That was 60 cents off the lows. We were down a buck and a half. We were under $43 at one point during the day here today. So, you know, better forecast, the crude oil tanking, the dollar up 15 ticks, all kind of combined to push the corn and beans lower. I think we mentioned this morning that there's some problems not only here in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas with the wheat, but now we're starting to hear stories about problems in France, Germany, and Eastern European areas. So all that is kind of adding to this little bit of push up in the wheat market here. Protein wheat looks like it's going to be a little bit of trouble to come across out here. So, you know, the wheat has certainly had its share of problems here in the States, whether it's winter wheat or spring wheat. So, you know, is there more upside potential? There is. I like wheat as being the indicator in these markets, but it's just, you know, with corn and beans getting rain in June, they're just selling it off a little bit here. Again, we don't make a crop in June. We make it in July and August. So I don't know that these rains make a whole lot of difference out here. And if we do turn up the heat, we're going to see some more fireworks in the corn and beans as well. So it's a weather game out here, but the wheat is giving us some hope that if we can get a little something going, it could be more than what most people would think. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.